to stay in better communication with them, to let them know that we haven't forgotten them, but it's just going to take us a little bit longer to get there. The budget is balanced by expenditure reductions and use of revenues. The revenue enhancements should be considered in future for a balanced approach to fiscal condition. And what I mean by that is that I believe that if you're going to practice good fiscal management, you need to look at your revenue sources as well. And I don't know that we've done that piecemeal over the years, but in addition to our major and minor revenue sources, such as taxes, we also need to look at user fees. Whether or not those are enhanced, we need to look at them and evaluate them. And reserves should be built up in order to respond to emergencies and revenue shortfalls. Our general fund balance of almost $1.7 million in reserves will take us out for about 41 days. And with that, I would turn it over to any of myself, the finance director or department heads, to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Mary, very much. And if there are any questions to be asked of any of the department heads, I would kindly ask the department heads to please join us at the podium so that all those watching know exactly what you look like. Not even a chuckle out of that one? Good Lord, this is intense. Questions or comments for Mrs. McKittrick regarding the presentation? Alderman Hill?
Thank you. I just have, I can't even see it.
And then Dakota.
On the donor brochure, providing the public to make donations, the various activities, flowers, bike racks, etc., will that be tax deductible? Will those donations be tax deductible? And if so, in what manner? We have no.
What yes.
Yes,
okay. We are.
Check the City of Geneva.
We are a not-for-profit organization.
Okay.
And as such, we can provide a letter when someone makes a donation to the city, noting that their donation is tax deductible.
Fine. That's good. Thank you very much.
Alderman Dakota, then Flanagan.
Yes, I have a question for the fire chief on the number of pages. Pagers that are involved on page 49. What are all these pages used for?
Used to notify off-duty firefighters so they return to the station for calls.
They don't have telephones?
No, this is what we use.
But they don't have telephones. So they could
some
be
of them, yeah, they might have their own personal phones. Sure.
It seems like everybody's got phones at the fire station plus pagers. So,
it's a system that's operated by Tricom. It sends, transmits a tone over that frequency, which activates the pagers.
Okay.
And that can notify the firefighters if it's a still alarm or general alarm.
Okay.
And that's how we notify them.
Thank you. So page 55, the police department is going to do an awful lot of facilitating training. Could you elaborate on that and how realistic? Is this something we just grabbed out of the air and said, this is how we're going to reduce our costs? Or I didn't notice the police department budget didn't go down by an awful lot, 1.6%. So I just wondered if you guys could do a little bit better than that.
Well, we do plan on doing better than that, and that's exactly what that refers to. Many of the classes that we typically attend or send the officers to during the year, some of them are quite expensive. So we've had to cut some of those, matter of fact, quite a few of those, from the budget this year. So to address that, there's always a need for training. That need does not go away. So in order to do that, we're exploring other avenues. We've already met with a representative of the FBI who has spoken with us about free training that they provide to organizations just like ours, and we are very much interested in pursuing those free of charge and building a relationship that we have not had in the past. The same is true with the Union Pacific Police. We've met with a representative from that organization as well, and plan on doing the same thing, providing training free of charge that they do offer to us that we've never used before. An example of using other agencies, recently we partnered with the Aurora Police Department and had our evidence technicians train with their evidence technicians, and it's been offered by their police department for us to be called out at times and actually assist them in processing scenes, which would again would supplement the training that we may not be able to send them to that we normally would, but give them great training in the absence of that other formalized training.
Great.
Chief, as a segue.
Actually, one moment, Mr. Singer. Dakota still has the floor, then Flanagan.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. And Chief, just if you could just put that microphone directly in front of you. I had a message from Pete Collins that we have a hard time picking up your dulcet tones.
Yes, sir.
Alderman Dakota, floor is yours.
I guess I had a question about this design guideline on page 51, which I tried to ask earlier. And I'd still like to know if that will ever be accomplished or any kind of significant progress made towards that.
Because be accomplished. It will be completed the next fiscal year. A subcommittee of the Historic Preservation Commission is working on this with Carla Kaufis, our preservation planner. I should point out that this has gone on for a while, and the project has been modestly funded, in that we have not gone out for either design or graphic expertise to compile the sketches and illustrations that we feel we need in the document to properly illustrate the principles and guidelines that are incorporated in it. Through the work of Carla Kaufis and the subcommittee of the Preservation Commission, they've looked at graphics and illustrations in the public domain and photographs, and that's how they're proceeding in illustrating it. So we have the content material pretty much complete on the project, and we're looking at wrapping it up early in the next fiscal year.
I guess I'll make one more attempt before I retire to... I think the exercise that the city has gone through is great. The presentation tonight was great. It had an awful lot of information and simplified. There's 178 pages, so it's a lot to assimilate. But I think the exercise that we've gone through shows that we always had the potential to improve our operation, what I would call an industry, improve our efficiency, profitability, effectiveness. And this exercise that we've gone through, it's more an exercise, shows that it can be done. In looking through most of the documents that were presented, there are other opportunities. We do a lot of budget-to-budget comparison, which is great, but that we don't do forecast a budget, which is a forecast, and we don't know if those numbers are accurate, but it's a best guess, really. And that's what budgets are. But we would look back at the historical amount of money that we've used in these various line items. The forecast, when you're using budget, is highly inflated in a sense. In some cases, not every case. And I go back to the thing which I've tried to instill in this city, I have not been completely unsuccessful, is to have an organized, planned program, going program, to improve our operation. A process like that can be implemented, can be used, and can be very effective. Any operation, I don't care what operation it is, the Olympic department that you work on can be improved if you work at it constantly to make, that's what you have to do in business, to stay in business. And I think I would certainly encourage, and I'd be glad to volunteer my time for nothing. Maybe that's what you think it's worth, but that's okay. That's another subject, really. But I truly believe that we can improve the operation of any, particularly governmental entity, significantly if we work at it as an ongoing basis. Now, I don't want to hear defenses, oh, we do this all the time. Well, we don't, because as an example is what you've been able to accomplish because under duress, in effect. And I think it can be done if it becomes part of our culture. Tried to do this before, and I don't think people know what I'm talking about, but I'm willing to give it another try. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Flanagan, then Maladra.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess Paul's discussion kind of leads me into thanking Mary for a very great presentation. I think it's really great that we were able to, all the departments were instrumental in cutting their budgets. Maybe it'll go on for 1 or 2 years. And Paul, sometimes the long overhaul, I mean, you know, if you take the budget and you decrease it, somewhere along the line you're going to have to bring up services, and so we're going to end up having to go over the long haul. We're going to have to end up increasing it somewhere along the line, I'm sure. But I think you've done an excellent job, and I wanted to commend you. I do have just a couple of minor questions. The downtown partnership that you mentioned on page 37, and you mentioned the hotel motel, will that impact the chamber at all?
Of course.
I want to speak to that, but no. It's short, no.
For those of you watching at home, this is Ellen DeVita coming to the podium.
None of those funds were ever transmitted to the chamber. Every year, the chamber gets 3% of the hotel motel funds that come in. And so last year, that was about $200,000 total, with $120,000 of the dollars collected in 2008 have already been sent to the chamber. And then $82,000 will stay with our department for tourism and marketing promotion.
Okay, so that doesn't affect them. That's what I was wondering. So.
Correct. And Jean Gaines and I meet monthly, if not weekly. And we're real in tune with it. Is Jean here?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You also, on the presentation, said that the fuel would be increased. Do you have a handle on 10%? Is that a good percentage, or is that just a guesstimate like Paul mentioned?
It's a guesstimate. Just in discussion with department heads, with the way historical data that we were looking at for last year and what happened, it was being conservative and playing it safe.
Okay. And to Paul's discussion about maybe working efficiently, have we ever thought of hiring, I know maybe not this year, but maybe in the future, an efficiency expert to go to each department and see if we're doing everything efficiently, or bringing an outside person that really has no element of ownership in any of the departments, just to kind of look it over and see if we're, I don't know how much it would cost, I have no idea, you know, it was just a thought that came into my head. So,
to my knowledge, Dorothy, we have not done that. The closest that we have come is our compensation study, when we brought a third party in and they interviewed the employees and went through and updated all of the job descriptions,
right,
based on the interviews of the employees and the functions of those jobs, as well as the department managers.
I just, something to think about in the future. Thank you very much.
Alderman Maladra.
Just a couple of comments based on Alderman Dakota's.
I trudge.
I think what we've seen in this exercise is that we can cut costs when we have to. When revenues are tight and money's not coming in, we can reduce spending. But along with that reduction in spending comes a reduction in service. I think I take exception to the comment that we could do better. Of course we could do better, but better at what? I think that the challenge that we face is to provide a high-quality service at the highest value possible. I don't think that the question is always about low cost. I sort of resent the idea that we should pay the cheapest price possible in every possible in every situation that we encounter. I think it's not about cost. I think it's about value. I think what we have to do is provide top quality service for the best value that we can obtain. And I think our department heads do a really good job at that. Just wanted to get that out there.
May I? Because yes. Obviously I misunderstood. It's not just reducing cost, it's improving the operation. Sometimes you even have to spend more money. But if it's a net gain, if it's an enhancement, so both you and Dorothy have only heard one thing. I'm not necessarily reducing cost, but improve the operation, improve profitability, improve efficiency. It can be done. It's, I won't talk about it anymore, but obviously you didn't understand what I was talking about.
May I?
Yeah, I'm just here to...
You're just here. I did understand what you're talking about, and I think that our department heads strive to improve year over year over year. What I take exception to is the assumption that they do not. I think that the question of how do we measure whether or not they've done better,
see the number.
I think some people look at cost alone. I look at value. There's a difference. Sorry.
Well, that's quite all right. I think the ultimate arbiter of how well we do is those we serve, and ultimately we speak for those we serve. But sometimes it's also our responsibility to tell those who think we're not doing a good job that they're wrong. So, this is so fun. Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to congratulate the staff for being able to reduce the projected expenditures from almost $19,000, down to just a little bit over $15,000 for the proposed 09 and 10 budget. And for implementing a hiring freeze, the temporary reduction of hours for just a few members of the staff, and hopefully then reinstating them to full-time. 40 hours of payment, and management for biting the bullet and taking no wage increase. I think that was a big, tough bullet to bite, but they did. The small merit wage increases, of course. I want to congratulate the fire department for holding on to their 20-year-old fire engine and saving $430,000. Planning department for creating, talking about creating a housing commission where we can possibly identify economical housing resources. As you know, I don't like the word affordable. The police department for deferring replacement of two squad cars and some radar units. Does that mean that maybe those of us who travel South Street might be able to go a little bit more quickly down there? But I hope not.
Chief, can you please come to the podium and say that?
I watch him like a hawk, too, Chief.
Silver Jeep.
That's right. ILL. And to increase communication. I think that's great. I think we could, we should try to use Channel 10 more often. We should try to, as I know Mr. Dingus is going to become involved with the high school TV crew and communicating about the LEAF program. And I think that would be good for the high school students as well as the city of Geneva. Congratulations, staff. We owe you a big thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Mary, we know that you've labored over this along with the department head for months, and this budget presented this evening is something that is was not taken lightly, and it was very painstaking. And I applaud you for highlighting the fact that for those employees who had their hours reduced, it's absolutely paramount that we get them back up to speed when the economic times allow us to. And I congratulate you for highlighting that. To the department heads who have who've made the sacrifice to forego any kind of raise this coming year, I say thank you. It certainly isn't easy. There was one question I had, and that I believe is for Public Works, and that's the Dunston Road drainage project. I don't know, Jason. What? I missed the cost on that.
There, in the capital fund, there's $100,000 budgeted for that right now. That includes engineering and construction.
Okay, and I'm presuming it's due to flooding that is constantly occurring in that area, that the ditch is basically leveled out, people are dumping their leaves and whatever in there. And
there's dumping, there's some dead trees, a lot of dead trees, there's the whole ditch channel itself needs to be reshaped and stabilized to help stormwater flow through there.
Great, thank you.
Jason, did you get my email earlier today? Did you get my email earlier today?
I sure did.
That's great.
Thank you.
Private communication between me and Jason.
Harry?
Alderman Singer, and then Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to direct my query towards the chiefs of both police and fire in the sense that I think we have to have an assurance that the public is going to be maintained in a safe condition, and with your moving in the direction of trying to preserve that concept and a direction that you are moving in the sense of creating a different direction, I think I feel comfortable in knowing that that assurance of that safety is still going to be available to us in the community. And in the sense that our both police and fire officers will still be maintained at a high level of efficiency and professionalism. And certainly I feel that you gentlemen are capable of bringing that forward to our employees and to those departments. So I appreciate that effort, and I feel very comfortable knowing I'm safe in my home. It's very assuring, and I'm sure most of the people in our community feel the same as I do, and I applaud you for that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I wish I said what Craig Mulatra said. Just did all that. But really, congratulations to everyone on such a good budget, because it must have been really difficult. And to me, the hard thing is the budget is finished, but now the staff are the ones that, I mean, the budget's finished, but now we have a whole year to live with it. And because we've become so accustomed to giving citizens such a high level of service, even if it's a little slower, it's still going to be the high level of service. And it's going to be the staff that, you know, keep our call to do more and more with less and less. So I'm sure everybody really thanks you for that, because it isn't easy to use equipment that isn't the newest or not have the help or different things like that. And still, the citizens are going to expect what they've always gotten. And you guys will, you know, you guys will be called to do more and more. So even though the budget is finished, the tough work is ahead, and we thank you, because it's going to fall on your shoulders. And so we thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Any questions or comments? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to address this question to City Administrator. I like the idea of the donor program. I presume that this will add another line item under general fund revenues called gifts and donations that will be specifically record all gifts and donations for the purposes of sending out tax notices at the end of the year. Is that correct?
We most certainly can do that, yes.
Does this need a motion from the council to establish another line in the revenue budget of the general fund?
Mr. Mayor, if I might,
sure.
we do have miscellaneous revenue, and our finance director can track.
our finance director can track that separately, obviously, without adding another line item, because we do have a miscellaneous line item.
I would prefer if there was an actual line item shown as gifts and donations. I think it would make more sense. And I also presume that people could either give money, say some group, some local Foundation, the Lions, or something want to give something like a bicycle rack, they could either give money or the actual rack, in which case they would be accredited at both an expense and a debit for the purchase price of that bicycle rack, for instance. And in this account, it would be specifically listed, so there would be no confusion. This account would be only for items that were either gifts or donations that would qualify for the tax deduction. And I think it is, if we're going to encourage this, which I hope we do, I would like to see it listed as a separate line item.
Mr. Brown, all yours.
And if so, if there is such a line item, I would like to hand $50 to Ms. Dawkins for the meeting that I missed earlier in this year, and suggest that any member of the council take $50 out of their aldermanic or mayoral pay for each meeting that they missed and donate it to this new fund called Gifts and Donations, and let my $50 be the first entry into this fund. Thank you.
Ms. Dawkins, if you could please verify the authenticity of that bill.
Hold it up.
Chief Mexon, please step up here.
I think this solves the whole problem about aldermanic pay for missed meetings, Mr. Mayor.
And just for clarification, gifts in kind cannot be ascribed a value by the recipient charity. So if the city receives a bike rack, for example, we could not write to that donor and say, thank you for the bike rack valued at $2,000. We could say, thank you for the bike rack. But just, you know, that's not-for-profit law. We could deal with that later. But regarding the line item, I don't think they would require council approval. We could certainly ask Ms. McKittrick to amend it with Mr. Weiss moving forward. But Mr. Hill?
I expect to see it next month with at least $50 in it. Thank you.
You got it.
I would like to reinforce
there's a covering fee, of
now
course.
The pressure's so
$45 in the recovery.
I would like to reinforce Alderman Brown's request, because I'm still on the Park District Foundation Board, and you can't imagine the amount of checks that do arrive and the projects that they support from their foundation. Now, we're not talking about a foundation, but just the opportunity to have a tax-deductible program at the city, which I wasn't aware we could do until just tonight. Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, Mary mentioned the brochure and her idea of doing this, and I thought it was a fabulous idea when I heard about it, and I'm glad to see it implemented finally and going to move on. I just wanted to ask if a person were to, say, purchase a bench or a bike rack, will they be able to plaque that particular bike rack, or would you have that type of information in a brochure?
Yes, that was the plan.
Great.
That they would be able to donate that and be recognized with a small plaque.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We already do that. The rotary clock is a good
example. I know they do, but I didn't know if it was going to be part of this, so I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
No worries.
It doesn't work. Anyone else on the dais? Mr. Berkeley?
Thank you. Just a big thank you, Mary, to you and your team for putting this all together, making it easy to read, and everybody being here tonight to answer any questions that we might have had.
Welcome.
Thanks for all the hard work.
Anyone from the audience? Any members of the citizenry? Any department heads want to elucidate? That's a good term, by the way, Mr. Miller. Elucidate. Or hallucinate. Everyone hallucinate. I got the pictures. If not, folks, a motion is in order to accept. No, correction. It's just a presentation. Item C. Consider proposed 2009 Ought 10 General Fund Operating Special Projects and Capital Program for approval of public hearing on April 20th, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Barclay, seconded by Maladra. Questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item D. Consider proposed 2009 Ought 10 Electric Fund Operating Capital Program budgets for approval in public hearing on April 20th, 2009.
So moved.
Barclay motions, Singer seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item E, consider proposed 2009 Ought 10 Water, Wastewater, and Storm Drainage Operating and Capital Program budgets for approval and public hearing on April 20th, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Aye. Motion by Singer, seconded by Maladra. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item F, consider proposed 2009-10 TRICOM budget for approval and public hearing on April 20th, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Oglesberg motions, Hill seconds. All in favor, please say, Mr. Brown.
This wasn't specifically addressed by Ms. McKittrick in her presentation. Have they gone through a similar exercise to the city?
Alderman Brown, I would defer to Director Jerry Black, who is here. As you know, we carry this as a legal matter in our budget. Their board has recommended approval, but because we are a municipal corporation, we need to legally approve that as a part of our budget. But as far as details, I would defer to Director Black to answer those.
On the surface, it appears to have a very large increase, and that certainly stands in contrast to what the city has attempted to do this year. Maybe Mr. Black would like to address that.
Yes, Alderman Brown, I think the one thing that probably sticks out here is the fact that there's one large capital project that's in TRICOM this year. It's almost a $500,000 project, and it does make it look a little awkward in the fact that it's changed the cost or the percentages of reduction. That particular capital project is actually being funded by a grant, and so it is not coming out of municipal funds from any one of the three cities. It's coming from the King County Emergency Telephone Systems Board, and it is to replace our 1995 mobile data terminal system that's on our police and fire vehicles.
But otherwise, despite that, I think the rest of the budget also went up somewhat, did it not?
Yeah, actually, the way it came out is, of course, as you know, every year it's determined by call handling percentages, and this year was no exception to that. Geneva's call handling was down slightly, which was, of course, an advantage to the calculations here. Our FY09 budget for Geneva, their share is going to be $326,588. Last year it was $370,099. So it's actually a $43,000 reduction from what you're currently paying.
I missed that part. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions for the was it three-and-a-half-decade veteran? Is that what it is?
Lord. Yeah, 33 years we've had a TRICOM budget now. This is the 33rd time.
Is this the first time you've been asked a question?
No.
But it's the last.
That is true. That is true.
So when we call 911 after August, it goes to your house, right?
Sure.
Awesome.
We'll still be around. just not in the right, in the usual place.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a motion on item F?
Yes.
Do we have a second on item F?
Yeah, we do.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3G, consider proposed 2009-10 department goals and objectives. And those, of course, are in the back of your packet. There's a motion by Barkley.
Second.
Seconded by Singer. Third by Vogelsberg. Any questions or comments regarding the goals and objectives as presented tonight? And as we all recall, these have been iterated and iterated. Way tied. Any questions for the department heads?
Iterated.
None?
November 8th, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Location to be determined, or do we know that? I'm sorry, for 2000 and...
Oh, yeah, to be determined.
Yeah.
It'll most likely be at the same location.
Great.
Just for those of you watching, we have a goals and objectives workshop for the city council, and this year we're thinking of going to Salt Lake City.
In November?
Should I have not said that, Mary? Motion and a second to approve the goals and objectives. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? New business. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, any new business for the benefit of the committee? Mr. Dingus.
Parrot.
Soon to be a TV star on GTV.
I'd like to just provide an update on the leaf collection program.
Why do you do this? turn the cable off, Pete.
Down yet.
As you know, we still have leaves out there to be collected, and I just want to provide the options to the residents that we have available. Right now, residents can bag their leaves and put a sticker on it and put it at the curb, and it will be picked up. Or they can bag them and bring them to Public Works. The issue we ran into for residents that put stickers on it and put it at the curb, Allied does not begin picking up yard waste until April 1, so they'll start next week. This month, since the weather was pretty decent, people have been raking and putting them at the curb. We didn't want to have them sit there for the month and have the bags fall apart when Allied goes to pick it up in April. So city crews have actually been picking up those bags on Fridays. This past Friday, we had a very large load of leaves, and we didn't get the entire city picked up. We did finish that today. We will be out for the last time on Friday. We'll pick up what we can, and then next week the regular yard waste program will begin, where they can put it at the curb with a sticker, and Allied will pick it up with their garbage disposal. I also would like to emphasize that residents are not to rake the leaves into the street, because that's going to plug up the inlets and cause flooding. They really need to be bagged and disposed of in those two methods that I've talked about. And we're looking at the possibility of residents that are raking it into the street of code enforcement to try to prohibit this from happening. If there's any questions, I'm here. Otherwise, that's all I have.
I have a question.
Yeah, there's a question.
Excuse me. There's a question from Alderman Singer first, and then Hill, then Vogelsberg.
Danny, I need a clarification on the Friday pickup. The bags must be stickered?
Correct. If they're picking them up at the curb, they need to be stickered, because Allied, what we're doing is we're collecting them. Allied's providing dumpsters at our site. We're putting them in the dumpster, and then they're going to take them from there.
Well, it's interesting. Some of my constituencies I had some conversations with recently. I said, how are you handling the problem with the leaves? They said, oh, I have no problem. They called Batavia, and Batavia came and got them.
Hey, they did in Geneva.
Right.
That's good. Let's send it over.
Yeah.
We want to send Batavia a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
Charge it to the police department.
Yes.
So we'll just, Peel.
No, Danny, that was a joke.
I assume so.
I think we got it.
I just wondered, if people bag their leaves and bring them to Public Works, is it easy to figure out where to take them?
Yeah,
when I've been, it's on the west side of the building where the mulch pile is.
Okay.
They'll see a sign, they'll see the mulch pile, and there's bags there. There's people regularly dropping bags off, so
it
seems to be working.
Yeah. Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, congratulations for you and Steve Lemire for coming up with this new program. Originally, I'd heard that the residents needed to call the Department of Public Works. Apparently, that is not correct. So you're just going to pick them up as you see the bags with stickers?
Correct. We're out. We're driving the streets, because not everybody's going to get the message. They're going to put the bags out.
Right.
So we're collecting any bags that we see on the side, as long as they have the sticker. They need to have the sticker so that we can collect it and turn it into Allied.
So this is the last Friday that this will occur, this Friday coming up, right?
For city crews to pick it up.
Yes.
After this week, it'll be on the regular trash pickup. Thursday, Friday, Allied will be picking it up.
And they'll still need stickers.
Still need stickers.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ben.
Anyone else from the audience? Alderman.
The lady in the
we love
yes, this young lady in the back with the lovely pink sweater.
Hi.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. We take a photograph and then we put that in our daily log.
He said it was paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
All the pretty ladies.
My name is Elizabeth Hazelton, and I am here because of the leaves. I have tried to inform myself by reading the website, looking at my newsletter, talking to my neighbors, and I live at the end of Meadows Road. And as far as I know, Meadows Road did not receive the second pickup that they were supposed to receive before the snow fell. So as I came here tonight, I counted 36 homes from straight from my house to here, 36 homes that had leaves on the street. Now, these aren't leaves that they have just because it was nice and started raking. These are compacted, so they've been there. The snow was on them. And I guess my question to the council tonight is, I've paid for this service by having a line item in my bill each month, and I never received the service. and I am physically able to rake those leaves and bag them and tag them. But my neighbor has a wife who's very ill. He spent $120 this weekend on tags and bags, and he had his leaves at the curb ready to go before it snowed. And I don't think that I'm speaking just for myself. I'm speaking for every person that's on a fixed income, every person who did what they were asked to do. The citizenry in town that maybe was on the schedule in a different place got theirs picked up. But because of Mother Nature and where it fell on the schedule, and of no fault to anyone, Meadows Road or Ward 5 did not receive that pickup. So I'm just wondering, I heard a lot of conversation tonight, so obviously this is a big issue for a lot of you aldermen and for the city. So I'm wondering, I feel bad for the people that have already paid for it, but I just want to know how the council and how the city is going to address just even those 36 homes that haven't heard the message, aren't watching Channel 10, didn't look at a newsletter, haven't seen their bill. How are they going to get that message? And in the meantime, that grass dies. So, and that is parkway grass. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hazelton. Let me summarize the questions you've raised. Number one is a concern that perhaps your neighbor did not receive the full service under the current leaf program. And that full service, of course, is two leaf pickups. The second question was, I think, geared toward communication. Let me answer the second question first, and obviously anyone who wants to chime in can. I think to some respect you may have answered the question for us. For those who don't read the newsletter, don't watch Channel 10, don't read the newspapers, or don't follow what's going on, it's virtually impossible to communicate to them what the rules are. And it's unfortunate that some people take that tack. We have pledged and we have already demonstrated our increased effort to communicate the policies so that perhaps we can avoid this situation in the future. Third, Mother Nature is a fickle lady indeed, and it's not an excuse, it's just a reality. But regarding the services you were promised through the bills you pay, I'm going to have Mr. Dinges answer that question. And there is factual information to back up the fact that our crews are out where they say they're out, when they're out, because we track that. So, Mr. Dinges?
I just wanted to assure everyone that we did complete two pickups in the entire city. Zone C and Meadows, it was the first pickup, as you are aware. So the second week of November is when that second pickup occurred. We understand that there were leaves still on the trees, and those leaves came down. And at that point, we had the program in place where the free pickup by Allied in the bags for the month of December. So we've gone through the entire town, we did the two pickups, and the leaves that remained after that were to be bagged, and we're doing the offering that I just discussed. They can put a sticker on it, or they can bring it to Public Works.
And next year, Mrs. Hazelton, Zone C will actually be
Last.
So you'll actually be at the tail end of the season, which is probably a benefit to. So we alternate those zones annually.
Well, just so you know, it snowed, as you all know, December 1st.
Right.
So there was no opportunity for anyone in Zone C to bag their leaves and get them to the street with snow on top of it.
Exactly. And the same opportunity was presented to our professional staff who could not pick up leaves. I'm not directing these comments at you, but I'll direct them to the millions of people watching. If this council or our Department of Public Works chose just once to say, the heck with shoveling the streets, we'll pick up the leaves, we'd all be replaced because of violence. I mean, the reality is that the most important program is not leaf pickup. It's keeping the streets safe so that our pedestrians and folks visiting our town can traverse our beautiful community safely. Leafs are secondary. This program was not established as a clean sweep. It was established as a courtesy. Sometimes the courtesy works, sometimes the courtesy doesn't. But you have my word, and I trust you have the City Council's word, that we're going to do a better job, at the very least, of communicating. So, by all means, chime in. I know Alderman Dakota, you had your hand up, and Vogelsberg.
I just wanted to add that one thing that we're going to, as part of our communications to the residents, is residents that had the first pickup, that second week of November is their last pickup, so we're not coming back. They had 2 weeks the rest of November, essentially, to be able to bag those leaves. And then, yeah, it did snow in December, but those leaves could have been bagged in those last 2 weeks of November, and then the bags would already have been ready for Allied to pick them up. So there was an opportunity for the first two zones. The last zone, we know, Zone B, we weren't able to get done due to the snow coming down and us getting behind. But so there was an opportunity, unfortunately, to take advantage of it.
Alderman Dakota, you had your hand up.
I know about this lady. She sent me an email, and I didn't know what to tell her, you know, because the position was that she did get a pickup, the second pickup. So the city staff is saying they did the entire city with two pickups. So, I mean, there's a gap. There's a difference of opinion here.
Running high.
I think we questioned you enough times about having two pickups complete through the whole city.
You did.
But even though I have always had a reservation about believing staff, as you have heard tonight, I did believe you.
I didn't bring the dates that we were on Meadows, but we have that information if that's needed.
Yeah, well, I know because I called you about it. So they can tell you the day and the time, they can tell you the time that they did one side of the street, they can tell you the time that they did the other side of the street.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Mayor, thank you. I thought you did a really good explanation of the priority of the snow removal versus leaves, but could you just expand on that and explain why they cannot be done at the same time? Because I know that was a surprise to me, why that it's the same trucks.
Yeah, Mrs. Hoselton may know that. I don't know if you know Mrs. Hoselton or not, but the trucks we use for leaf pickup are the same trucks we use for snow removal.
I understand that.
Okay.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
We did pick up on one side of our street, and went around the corner, and then the houses that were on this side never got picked up. I'm not disputing.
Oh, no, I know you're not. I know you're not.
No. I'm just saying, 36 homes, it's not just me, but 36 homes from here to my house somehow missed the bag them up from the second week in November to December to get them.
No, actually, Mrs. Hoselton, I would say for the record that you've provided some civil discourse to this discussion, because a lot of the comments we've received have not been so offered. So, but I can also assure you there's probably 10 times as many homes that still have leaves for whatever reason. And 95% of those are probably just because of the decision not to do the leaves. For the record, the home I own on Lincoln Avenue still has leaves because, you know, we just didn't get around to raking them, kind of thing. So, but, you know, that's life. So, my fault. There's four candidates for the 5th Ward Alderman. I'm sure they'd be happy to rake your leaves for you.
Divided by 36.
Divided
homes.
By 36.
I will if they will.
Anyone else in the audience? Ooh, how timely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slashing the art budget as they fall. From the dais, any new business? I have just a couple items, if nobody else does. Number one, Dan. Alderman Flanagan.
Just go back to the leaf. Can you just make sure that everybody knows that there are the brown leaves, the brown bags? The paper bags, because some resident of mine said that they read in the newspaper that it was plastic bags are okay. So I just wanted to make sure that we clarified that again.
That was the newspaper Pravda. That was not ours. That's the Russian paper.
Out of the country,
years ago.
Yes.
It's funny, McGee.
Thank God Piper's not here. I heard that, Marks.
Clear as glass nose.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mr. Dinges, is there a photo you'd like to share with the group? Look at that blank stare. Mr. Van Gescom, is there a photo you'd like to share with the group?
I don't have a photo for that.
Oh, it's on the computer, man.
Oh, is it?
Our illustrious The public? Department of Public Works staff, led by Bob Van Geskem, our superintendent of water, received a prestigious award past week.
What page?
Oh. Look at that, huh?
Wow.
This is the show Eliminate. And this is...
What this is the American Public Works Association, which we are a member of, nominated or elected the water treatment facility as the project of the year for environment, between $5 and $25 million. We also, attending the luncheon, found out that of the projects that were awarded that day, we received the Project Excellence Award, which was for the Chicago Metro Chapter, which covers all the municipalities in the Chicagoland area. The water treatment plant was elected the top project, which is great news.
Wow.
Right. Which makes us eligible for the National Award.
Correct.
Which the National Award is being announced and held in a...
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, that's riveting. Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio this year.
I was going to volunteer to go.
Yeah, so we'll be taking St. Charles, the city jet, to head to that. And then,
no.
So it's very exciting. It's really a testament to the men and women who helped design it and all of us who are at the foresight.
Will there be a stipend awarded? No stipend?
No, none.
There'd be a stipend.
None. Thank you, Dan. That's an especially good picture of Van Geskem up there. I didn't realize how weird you look, man. It's like, look at that. It's like,
well, wait a minute. You'll lose hair too one of these days.
Yeah, yeah, no business. I just have one brief shout out that I promised to make to a young couple I met at the Front Street Cantina. And their names are, and I have missed this, Brad and Nikki, who are in town visiting. Love Geneva. I promised them. They allegedly watch these meetings at night. And I said, stick through the meeting and we'll give a shout out to Brad and Nikki, who are originally from Sycamore, now live in St. Charles. So apparently nothing exciting happens in St. Charles on a Monday night. So they watch these things.
So this is how old are
you? And Mrs. McKittrick has two items as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to thank all of the department heads and managers and our finance director for their assistance with the budget. We went through many, many weeks and many, many meetings. I appreciate all of their support and teamwork in getting this this budget advanced for you this evening. Also wanted to thank our support staff, Jean Frenari, and our intern, Rachel Sauber, and Stephanie Dawkins for their help in the formatting to get this to you. You may have noticed that our formatting has changed and we'll continue to work on that and present a more complete document to you on the 20th. The other thing that I wanted just to mention is next Monday is a fifth Monday, so there is no meeting scheduled for the 30th. The budget will be advanced to the April 20th meeting for public hearing and then consideration by the City Council. But for our next City Council meeting scheduled for April 6th, with the mayor's concurrence, we will have a special committee of the whole so that we can take care of business items at the special committee of the whole, followed by the regular City Council meeting, April 6th. Thank you.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I thought that because of the magnitude of the packet that the length of time would force us to have a meeting next Monday. And fortunately or unfortunately, we will not. But I think we should all next Monday night remember a young lady who's having a birthday Monday night, Mrs. Vogelsberg, and I'm sure she and her husband Mark will have a nice dinner out so that she doesn't have to cook for him. And happy birthday next Monday night,
Don. Thank you.
And you said young woman. Is that a play on words, Sam? Come on.
And he said I would cook. So, I mean,
she said not to.
Wrong.
Oh, no, not to.
And, of course, McKittrick's birthday is Sunday. So.
That's
oh, really?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay, enough of that.
Maybe we'll be
enough of that obsequious behavior. Anyway, last chance. Otherwise, Alderman Dakota closes the meeting as he has done for 20 years.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Singer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.